Hand up if you agree that there is nothing like a kick butt workout to help you release those feel good endorphins. And if your hand isn't up, that's okay too, because today's chat, I hope to empower you with how impactful exercise and daily movement can be, especially in the go, 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 never sitting down, time crunched schedule of motherhood. Why? Because exercise is shown to reduce stress, increase our mood, and naturally boost our physical and mental energy and health. When you incorporate exercising, mama, magical things happen to your mind and body. It helps take your mind off of your worries. You start to think more clearly, and you may begin to feel better about yourself too. You might start to change perspectives and your mindset loops, so many things. So are you ready to dive into some nitty of how exercise can alleviate mental stressors, improve your overall well-being, and help you reconnect to yourself? Let's dive in. Hey mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day. And you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, your patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, societal comparison game, and unpredictabilities of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will guide you on how to connect with yourself to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their families, priorities, and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand and make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life and motherhood, then you are in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change, because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot, mama. Let's overcome together. Hello, hello, beautiful mamas. How are you today? Welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I am so happy you're here. I want to jump right into today's episode because I want to help empower you to love exercise, or more so, love movement of your body, and want to incorporate that into your day and educate you on how exercising can help you in alleviating mental stressors like overwhelm, anxiety, overstimulation, like insert, you know, that emotion or that feeling here. And I want to preface this with, this is solely my advice, my experience that I've had for myself and working with hundreds of clients over the past 8-ish years. So personally, exercise and I, like, oh gosh, I'm like putting my hands on up on my desk right now, like looking up. Exercise and I have been through a lot together. Like, we have been through eating disorders, tough breakups, perseverant comebacks, postpartum blues, and now just the roller coasters of motherhood. And through all those ups and downs, like exercise and working out, it's helped me feel like me through it all, in a sense, and always connecting to me and my body. Even something as physical as exercise, I'm bringing in connection here, like connection to me, because that's truly where it's at. And that is, I've had such a passion for health and fitness for so many years. And this truly is, it's just so close and near and dear to my heart. But if you are not like me and are not a fan of exercising, or if you feel that you don't know where to start, please know that I've also been through a lot of seasons, you know, with just lack of motivation and going through, like, I go weeks sometimes without like an in-depth, like following a program or following some sort of routine with exercise, and like it's just walks outside or whatever that might be. It's not always an easy road. It's not always easy to start. And like I said, like the motivation is never always there. It's going to take some grit, some discipline, you know, some commitment to yourself And I know it gets harder when you have kids. Like, I get it. All right. So a solid piece of advice for you, Mama, if you are wondering if exercise can be a way for you to kind of ease that overwhelm or alleviate some stress or help you feel like you again, it is dang worth a try, because exercising, especially in motherhood, it has improved my life and transition into motherhood tenfold. And I know that there aren't many things in life that are a one size fits all or a cookie cutter. And you know that we go deep into that on this show, but I am pretty confident that a good exercise or just movement of your body, some sort of routine, can help us as moms. And if I'm honest, I really don't work out for the physical results. Like, that is a complete just byproduct now, but I used to. Like, I used to have the vein, and I'm not saying this with any sort of disrespect. Like, if you do want to lose weight, I'm not talking about like the goals that you might have, but I'm not driven by the surface level physical results. Okay. I used to be, but now it's actually like the last thing on my list of motivating factors. So if you do have, you know, we're going to get into this in episodes in the future. I'm kind of taking a total tangent here, but I do want to take a sidestep here with goals. Like, if your goals are physical results, that is okay. But I also want you to take that a level deeper, okay? And let's talk about those motivating factors. And because sometimes, like, you might say, like, oh, I want to, you know, lose weight, or, you know, my tummy area or my butt or whatever that might be. You have these physical goals, but then that motivation factor, it's not deep enough, right? So that's where I want to kind of get into the nitty here of how to find, you know, those motivating factors, but also just share some truth about how exercise as a whole helps our entire just well-being and our life and our bodies and our health and all the things. I do want to share though, like, I did used to work out. It used to be an unhealthy obsession for me, because I would do it for all the wrong reasons. And that's kind of what I was just saying. Like, I had the wrong, let's say, quote unquote, you know, those wrong motivating factors. I felt like it was one of the few things that I had control over. This was a very dark place in my life. So it became an obsession. And then I would pick myself apart in the mirror. And I thought that, you know, I would make it better by torturing myself on the elliptical for 3 hours, or by skipping my next meal, or, you know, and this is all pre-children. So, like, I feel like I had a completely different perspective of things, right? But, and also, like, my time was infinite, right? Like I just said, I literally would spend 3+ hours on the elliptical. It's insane. Absolutely insane. Like, what I used to do with my exercise and just that routine. But ultimately, I would get nowhere other than more unhappy and in a worse mental state. And then I would continue that self-sabotage. So there's that mindset loop for you. There is that cycle for you of what I went through. Like, how long ago was that? Like 10-ish years? I don't even know. I don't even want to put a timestamp on it. I can't think about that right now. So I've been there, right? That negative self-talk, the negative mindset loop on repeat. Like, I was in the thick of it for years. And becoming a mom with those countless changes that our physical, mental, emotional bodies and spirits endure and go through, like, I get it, okay? I'm empathizing with you. If you are struggling with your self-image, if you are struggling with your self-esteem, if you do have physical goals, like, that is amazing if you have those physical goals. I just want to take it a step deeper to help with that self-esteem and to help with that self-image, because sometimes reaching that physical goal, you might still be struggling with that self-esteem and that self-image, all right? So I'm just bringing you in for the biggest hug. If you are in just a love-hate relationship with exercise or whatever it might be, big hugs for you, sister, all right? I hope to have this episode and a few more in the next coming weeks, like, how to incorporate working out with your kids and creating a routine in general to start exercising. I hope that this episode and these upcoming episodes, they can help you reconnect to you and love your relationship with exercise again, to be confident in making space for it within your days and cherishing, embracing your body, celebrating your body and all it is capable of doing and all that it's done for you. All right. I'd love to remind you that you're incredible. Like, your body is incredible. I know we all have things that we do not necessarily love about our bodies, possibly, or whatever it might be. Like, we all have these things. I'm not discrediting that, but I just want to make some space here. Like, you are still incredible. Not only does your physical body carry you through your entire day, supporting you and, you know, waking up the next morning, like giving you life, it creates life. All right. Like, your organs, let's just have like an amen here. Like, your organs literally rearrange to grow a human, and your body nourishes and houses and grows a child before delivering it to the world. Like, how impressive is that? All right. So those marks, the extra folds of skin, the scars, yes, we might not love them, but they are superficial. And what matters is the love and strength within, because taking care of you is not selfish, okay? Fill your cup so it can overflow onto everyone else that you love, including yourself. And over the years, all right, reeling it back in here, over the years, my perspective, it has like critically, crucially changed as to why I exercise now, and as well as how I exercise now. Like, those 3 hours, you know, on the elliptical, my goodness, no. I was just talking to a friend this morning. I was like, yeah, I like give big kudos, praise to people that can exercise an hour. That's not a season of life I'm in right now. I'm at like a solid 30 minutes. That is like my max. So like, I don't spend hours a day doing exercise, and you don't have to. All right. You do not have to. This is more about moving your body. I don't want this to be some rigorous, intimidating thing, right? I don't want working out to be a chore or a process of self-torture, right? It's a part of life. And I want this to become a part of your life and a central part of possibly your self-care routine. Because for me, my mind, it loves an exercise to reset. It helps my body to feel energized, and my life as a whole just feels more fulfilling overall when I exercise. I love the way it makes me feel. It makes me feel more alive, more energized, more full of life. And exercise has helped me in so many ways during both of my pregnancies and during both of those recovery periods. And continuing to now, like the postpartum, now I'm being a mom. So all this to say, we're not looking to compete with the highlight reels on social media, but truly about improving our health, our mental health, and our life. And looking good is a darn amazing byproduct of feeling good. All right. So if you can make the time for exercising, for just movement every single day, let it be a walk with your kids, right? It doesn't have to be some intense workout. You might find that it helps you to free your mind and claim your life and motherhood too. So remember that taking time for yourself is a gift to everyone around you. You can forget the models, the picture perfect poses, those six pack abs. This is about you and your life and your health. So let's rattle through 10 ways that have a more scientific meat than me just kind of sharing my experiences of how exercising as a mom helps to benefit our lives, okay? So let's rattle them off. Number one is exercise has been proven to reduce anxiety, stress, and overwhelm. It helps to release feel-good endorphins and many other hormones, and these endorphins, they just help you feel amazing, okay? Number two, it helps you overcome that survival mode cycle. When you de-stress and release those endorphins, you feel more relaxed. You're able to combat that survival mode with more clarity, energy, ease, and movement makes you feel alive by connecting to your body and truly connecting to those feelings as you work out, waking up from autopilot, like ding, 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 hello. So a tip here of how to really take it to another level and help you kind of turn off from everything going on inside your mind, maybe you can really hone in when you're exercising, hone in. Notice the sensation of your feet literally touching the ground, that feeling of lifting up a weight, or the rhythm, just how you're breathing, right? That breath work, or feeling if you're outside, like the air, the wind on your skin. By adding that mindfulness element, you're really focusing on your body and how it feels as you exercise. That it takes it to a different level. Like, that's what goes deeper than that surface vein, you know, whatever it might be that we feel that we're competing with, or looking at the highlight reel on social media, or whatever it might be. You'll not only improve your physical results faster, but you'll be able to interrupt that flow of constant worry and that mental turmoil going on running through your head. It's incredible. So try that. Number three, it gives you more energy to keep up with your kids. Kids can be hard work. Like, I could probably take out like can be hard work and insert they are. Children are hard work. And it takes a lot to run around after them, to run around with them, right? Like, it's a workout in itself. So it will boost your energy, okay? Number four is it also boosts your mood by releasing chemical neurotransmitters in your brain. So exercise has a variety of different benefits for the brain, such as improving your cognitive function, releasing these neurotransmitters, and just like number one, releasing those the endorphins, other hormones. So endorphins, like, they're only one of the many neurotransmitters released when we exercise. So physical activity also stimulates releases of dopamine, norepinephrine, and serotonin. These brain chemicals play a big part in helping us regulate our mood. So for example, regular exercise can positively impact our serotonin levels in our brain, and raising our serotonin levels boosts our mood and overall sense of well-being. It can also improve our appetite and our sleep cycles, which are often negatively affected by the anxieties, the depression, the overwhelm. Okay, so regular exercise also helps balance our body's levels of these stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. So adrenaline plays a crucial role in the fight or flight response, but too much of it, just like cortisol, like we all have cortisol levels in our body, but too much can be damaging to our health. So number five is it helps with your sleep. So regular moderate exercise, just daily movement every day, can help you sleep better. Enough said there. Number six is it builds muscle and improves strength. Think with me, carrying around a million groceries, lugging around your children's bags, backpacks, getting out the door, never empty-handed, right? Holding your children. And like I said in number three, just keeping up with their energy, like to have that muscular, just that strength. Number seven is it gives you some self-care time. When you're a mom, your self-care time is extremely limited. I understand. So your daily time to exercise can be that self-care time. Take it for that. I will say though that isn't for me. I've always worked out with my children. So I find that self-care time elsewhere, like a shower alone. Oh my gosh, I would take that any day. But if you struggle with finding some me time throughout the day, like, that's a double whammy. You could get your exercise in and that self-care time. Number eight is boosting your immune system. When you have kids, they're always sick due to school, childcare, right? Something new and developing, right? In their immune systems, they have to combat it. So you often might find yourself exhausted, which means you're susceptible to also getting sick. So exercise and staying physically healthy can help you fight off those sicknesses and boost your immune system. Number nine is it helps reduce brain fog and give you better focus. Exercise helps to improve your cognitive function. Just circling back to number four when I kind of went more into the nitty there. And number 10 is it helps boost your confidence. Even if you aren't seeing results right away, that mental and physical transformation can be life-changing. So just focus with me here now on small daily steps done consistently over time, mama. That is how you'll get results. Small, consistent baby steps. And I promise if you believe in yourself and do this work, I really feel that you will get a confidence boost through exercise. So in my opinion, exercise can be a miracle habit. And the best part is that it's natural. It's a free way to help improve your mental and physical and emotional health. Like, I just ran through all these benefits of exercise, and these alone are so life-changing. And they're kind of sort of, you know, on track with mental health, but, you know, we go on our tangents too. But do it. Like, do this work. Do this movement because you will love yourself, or you're on a journey to wanting to love yourself, not because it's a punishment, not because you feel guilty otherwise, not because you think you're supposed to do it, because it's your time. It's your reset. It's your connection. It's your release. It's you letting go of those stressors and breathing in love and peace and confidence and clarity. Have it be an inner journey that says, I value you. I value all that you do. And if you've tried getting started on your own and you might find it difficult to stay on track, or if you're the only one in your life circle who knows your goals or is pushing for goals, I am so fortunate to lead our motherhood empowerment community to have a safe space of moms to come to. I would love for you to go in there and share your movement goals, or if it helps hold you accountable, post in there when you get your workouts done. You'll always have someone to turn to. You'll always have someone cheering you on, somewhere to ask questions and something to look forward to every day. And of course, like, I totally endorse leaning into the support and accountability from your loved ones, whether it's a spouse, family member, or close friend. Like, they're amazing and they know you so well. But if you need some additional accountability, and life is so beautiful, but it's always going to throw us curveballs, right? We're always going to have setbacks. We're always going to want to get that fancy coffee drink or eat the dessert or not worry about anything during the holidays. Like, I get it, because that's me too, right? The thing is, like, living a healthy lifestyle, it's not about being perfect, right? Drink, have the fancy drink, eat the pizza, have the candy, eat the junk food. Like, I've gotten into a lifestyle to where I eat all those things, but I also drink my water. I also eat high nutrition food for fuel and move my body in order to release these hormones and release these endorphins, knowing that it's going to benefit me so much from the inside out. And that naturally, as a byproduct, it allows me to rid the overwhelm and the anxieties and the stressors of my life and also feel good. So it comes back to balance and moderation. And I follow very much so like a mindful eating. That is a whole other episode here. So if you want to hear it, let me know. But this space, like, you know, being a naturally empowered living mom, like, balance in life, balance in everything is achievable. Now, go get a kick butt workout in and go share it in our motherhood empowerment community on how exercising as a mama makes you feel. I would love to hear from you. Oh my gosh. And oh my goodness, I totally forgot. I meant to say this earlier. I have a free tracker for you that will house your entire transformation journey, from getting started with writing your goals, steps to achieving those goals, accountability check-in dates, progress trackers, reflection entries, affirmations, even some free sample workouts for you too. So head to naturallyempoweredliving.com/free-resources and enter your name and email, and you'll get access to my entire library of free resources to help you toward your comeback, mama. Until next week, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm sending my love and light.
Thank you for finding this episode very well worth a farming. Please read my review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.